young man is seeing a lot of a girl, so you'd say he is what?
A courtner.
Okay. You know any other terms for that?
Sparking.
Okay. Is that current now?
Sparking? No, used to be. And then there was another, and he was diddling around.
That's a good one. I never heard that one. So you'd say he is her
boyfriend.
Okay. Any other terms old or new for that?
Well, I think an old expression, he was her fellow.
And she is his
sweetheart.
Okay. Any other terms for sweetheart?
Girl. His girl.
And he might bring her home and take her up to the door, and they might what at the door?
Kiss her good.
Okay. Have you got any other terms for kissing?
Give her no.
Old-fashioned, maybe?
Well, it wouldn't be given in that special context, but you give her a smack.
Okay. He asked her to marry him, but she what?
Turned him down.
Okay. And suppose it was very sudden. Suppose they were almost at the door of the church and she suddenly ran up with somebody else. Say she what?
She broke it off or she left him.
Okay. And if she didn't break it off, then they go to a preacher and get
married.
And the man who stands up with the groom is called what?
Best man.
And how about the girl who stands up with the bride?
The maid of honor.
And what are the other girls in the wedding called?
Bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Okay. Do you have a term for a noisy, burlesque kind of celebration after a wedding where people try to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
No, I don't believe, except they give them a send-off.
Okay. Would they tease them at a send-off, or would that... What is a send-off, exactly?
Well, it... Right here, and I'm sure it must be true elsewhere, it's generally generated by the groomsmen. Where they bug the automobile or throw all sorts of obstacles in there, taking off.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the send off.
Part of the send off.
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression infair?
In what?
Infair. INFARE.
Uh-huh.
It's a kind of celebration.
Uh-huh.
Have you been in Atlanta recently?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been in Atlanta recently. Yes.
Okay. Would you ever say up to Atlanta?
Or
would it be up rather than over or across?
It would be up to Atlanta.
And
we go up to Atlanta and down to Savannah.
Right.
Well, now, is that the land or the map that determines whether you say up or down?
The direction, the compass direction, I think, would you say.
Uh-huh.
If it's north of you, you'd be going up. And if it was south, you'd always go down to Miami, down to Florida.
But up to New York.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. And then we go out to San Francisco, or up to New England.
Now you go out to San Francisco, but suppose you went east on a line with state.
Well, we would never say that because
there's
no
really
place
go
to go east. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
That's...
yeah, I see. Uh-huh.
We've never needed to say...
It's not really a meaningful question, is it? If somebody was living with the Smiths, you might say, he lives what? The Smiths. Would you ever say over the Smiths, or up the Smiths, or down the Smiths?
No, what the Smiths?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're talking about short directions.
Oh, he lives over the Smiths'
house.
Home. Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
He lives over.
Well, now, would that be determined by compass direction, too, or would that...
No, that wouldn't be.
Anyway, I think...
Well, would you ever say he lives up at the Smiths, or down at the Smiths?
No, I don't think...
So it'd always be over the Smiths. Okay.
And anyway, I think, for instance... Portal's on the way up to Atlanta, but I wouldn't say I'd go up to Portal, I'd just say I'd go to Portal.
Uh-huh.
But now I go up to Macon.
Uh-huh.
But there's somewhere, there's somewhere there, yeah, there's somewhere where if it's close enough by, you don't use up to.
Uh-huh.
And it comes